another Saturday. And I'll coin a phrase, broadcast excellence. To my left is my wingman, the Colonel Rafer Brown. Colonel, get yourself settled in. Stay with us for a while and say hello to the audience.
Well, it's great to be here. What a beautiful day out here and a perfect day for a big rally in Waco.
That's right. We'll be talking about that, too. To my right, my special guest host for today is Melinda Bowles from Bowles Financial Group.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. Good to have you. Also, to her right, Judge Andy Isaacs.
It is awesome to be here today.
It's always a pleasure to have you. And in front of me, my board operator, Shelby Meyer. Shelby?
It's Meyer, but hello.
Without the money.
Like the hot dog with no money.
Okay. You know, you watch me, Shelby. You see what I'm doing here. You see me watching screens, watching phone, watching notes, watching everybody, queuing times. Give me a break on the name.
Okay. Just this once.
All right. If you want to be on the program, give me a call here, 254-697-6633. Also, we're simulcasting not only on this station, 105.1 FM The Ranch, but KRXT 98.5 FM. We're streaming live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. And after the program is done, it'll be put into podcast form, and you can listen to it at Podbean, Apple, Spotify. I want to thank all my sponsors, all the people who donate to the program, all my subscribers to the YouTube channel, and all those who like and share on Facebook. I thank you very much. I couldn't do it without you. That shows a lot of support in the sense of trust. You wouldn't do it if you didn't trust me. And I try to do the best I can to put out the best information possible. And that's what we're going to do here today. So let me set the table like I always do in the first segment of the program. Tell you what's coming up. We'll be doing the devotional announcements. True stories, maybe. Maybe. Depends if we got the time. Word of the day. Quote of the day. Judge will be doing his revival prayer soon. At the bottom of the hour, we've got Katie from Moz calling in. The Colonel will be doing his constitutional segment talking Texas legislature and the Constitution. Melinda, give us a hint as to what you're doing.
We're going to talk about water health today. I have some more hints about some animal health and then neighboring up.
You know, since you're speaking about water, I was talking to a few people about this. You might want to scan over that and just tell me what you think later on in the program. Okay, let's go with the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of a story. And if you can put the word of the day into a sentence and give me a call here at 254-697-6633, and I like it or the Colonel likes it, we'll give you a thumbs up, and you can promote your business if you got one. If not, somebody else's business, some charitable event or cause. Now, I really like this article. The word of the day, first of all, is degrading. The word is degrading. It's an adjective. Definition, causing someone to feel degraded or to lose self-respect, humiliating or disrespectful. I'm not sure how to say this woman's name, Shelby. Just say it. It's not just you, okay? Model, Black China?
Yeah.
That's it? Okay. Says baptism, finding God led to reversing plastic surgery and quitting degrading OnlyFans. I think that's fantastic. This show here, you know, there's some shows out there saying, well, we're not a Christian show. We're not trying to push Christianity. No, I'm sorry. I'm a Christian. I do not hide my faith. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And if you ask me a question, I'll give you an answer. But I'm not going to be embarrassed or shameful about it. Okay? Seeing this here is joyful to the heart. Somebody doing the ways of the world and the ways of the flesh has been touched in the heart to change their ways. And is doing that. Now, I won't get into the article, but if you can give me a call, not yet anyway, but if you can give me a call, 254-697-6633, put the word degrading into a sentence, we can get to promote your business or somebody else's. Colonel, do you have your quote handy?
I do. As a cure for worrying, work is better than whiskey.
Hey, wait a minute.
As a cure for worrying, work is better than whiskey.
Amen.
Give me a call, 254-697-6633. Give us the author of the quote. Now, we just talked about Black China, right? Let's talk about Nancy Pelosi. Oh. Nancy Pelosi attacks San Francisco Archbishop Corleone. Is that how you say it? As anti-LGBTQ and anti-women. Look at the contrast. A Roman Catholic, Nancy Pelosi, who promotes her faith and says she's a true Roman Catholic. You're full of you-know-what, Nancy. You're full of you-know-what. The Archbishop, who I brought up on the radio sometime before my other program because she did not, he did not allow her to have communion, and she throws a fit. One of the things in the Roman Catholic Church is communion, and they emphasize that to be in certain standing with the Lord. And Nancy, I'm sorry, you don't fit the bill. Donald Trump and January 6th prison choir reached number one on Billboard chart with Justice for All. They keep trying to suppress that Trump's no good. Trump is taking over. He's going to be in Waco today. Colonel, can you got some details on that?
All right. There's a big... You need tickets. You can go on Eventbrite. Free tickets. They guarantee entry to everyone that's got a ticket anyway. And gates are open at 6 a.m. this morning. So it's been open now for over three hours. And
no guns, no attack pens, no chairs. Don't do it.
No flagpoles, no flags, no balls, beach balls, spray cans, mace, anything.
Colonel, we were just having a discussion about the Communist Manifesto that was written in, that was read into the Congressional Record,
1963.
45 points, right?
Yes.
Well, here, Trump unveils plan to dismantle the deep state, and I've got a list of it, and it's short, and it's to the point. We'll talk about that later. Indictment backfire. Polls shows majority of Americans think charges will either help Trump or have no effect. And I think they're having a major effect of the potential because Bragg is backing off. District Attorney Bragg.
His case completely fell apart. His star witness is a convicted perjurer and liar. There's a word for liars that don't know
lawyer.
The difference between the truth and their stories.
Oh, that's the same thing. I'm sorry.
Here's an interesting one. It all depends on how the article is written, how you read it, and what your attitude is. Trump supporters outnumbered in New York as few take up Trump's call to protest. Now look, Trump supporters are not stupid. They're going, what they want us to do is to get in mass and some provocateur come and cause a problem and get another January 6th scenario.
I bet you there were more provocateurs showed
that's
up
right. That's right.
Than there were demonstrators.
All right. So, and the terms of protest would be not to break windows and burn cities like the other side does. It would be to either make commentary, and you can see that. You can see how the news is trending towards, this case is not going good. So the protest has taken place, and it's been done in a very good manner. This is not good news here. Let me ask you a question, everybody. If a billionaire said to you, we're heading for, the economy's heading for a train wreck, would they have some type of clout to say what they're saying? I'm not talking inherited wealth. I'm talking people who have built wealth.
I believe that would probably be pretty accurate that we would, yeah.
Melinda, financial, talk to me.
You know, in the financial world, there's so many things that are misleading. I don't know what to tell you because everything we listen to is not believable. The bank crisis... I mean, all the financial corruption.
But if a billionaire who builds a business to that extent, wouldn't he have some credibility?
He would, unless somebody's paying him off to say it and cause propaganda to mislead everybody.
Well, we've got this banking crisis and all this talk about raising interest rates to stop inflation is the most horrendous joke because higher interest rates encourage people to loan money to the federal government, which is spending money like a drunk. Well, that's an insult to drunken sailors. But they're spending money at a very illegal rate because it has to be approved by law before the appropriations by law before they can take it out of the treasury.
Let me give you an analogy that works in Milam County. If a horse trader told you, horse trainer, was you looking at a horse and said, you know, that horse might buck, there's a pretty good chance the horse gonna buck. So if a billionaire says the economy's fixed to go south, there's a pretty good chance the economy's fixed to go south.
Well, they can't do anything else. We can't pay back our debt. Our taxes we collect won't pay the interest on the debt before they raise the interest rate double.
All right, let me move on here. This is something that may seem small to you, but it's huge, because if you have other pieces of the puzzles connected to this article, you'll see why it becomes important. Kenya, the country of Kenya, to buy oil for local currency instead of U.S. dollars. Did you pick up on that?
Yeah.
Especially you, Colonel?
I saw that yesterday.
Let me read it again. Kenya to buy oil for local currency instead of U.S. dollars. China and Russia want to eliminate the dollar. Kenya's going to Saudi Arabia and trading them with their currency. Less and less dependency on the greenback, the dollar. That means it puts us even more danger. I got 1 minute. Let me go fast here. This is disgusting. Saw the video. Adults cheer on a 13-year-old drag queen performing at an event. The adults in there with their camera applauding. You're disgusting. You people who promote that, you're disgusting to me. Pentagon doctors claim 7-year-olds can consent to puberty blockers. Mm-hmm. Democrat. Now, this one here, I kind of was digging what they were saying, but I know where they wanted to go with it. Democrat representative says, just lower the music for me. Democrat representative says some parents not qualified to make school choices for kids. And the quote was, a lot of these parents did not finish high school. They probably didn't finish high school because they're thinking I'm being taught socialistic propaganda. And then finally, the DEA warns a zombie drug hitting the U.S. streets set to worsen overdose crisis. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Gosh, I forgot to.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buckholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Thank you.
Friday to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Give us a call, 254-697-6633. Don't forget, we're simulcasting here and at KRXT 98.5 FM. You can check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. I missed a couple of the show highlights. Last two are Senate bill forces appliance makers to reveal spy devices in fridges and washing machines. I've been talking about this for years. You already know about the phones and your smart devices, but they're doing a bill for the appliances because you stick your head in the refrigerator to get last night's supper, and they're going to know what time you did it. They can probably take a picture of you, listen to what you're saying, go, that's good, and they're going to know you like beef and you're not a green person.
They know hand recognition. They know how many kids, who all lives there. But you can identify a hand just as easily as you can a face.
Speaking of hands, what about keystrokes? Ah, great segue. Thank you, Colonel. Representative Marionette Day Miller Meeks, man, they got to change her name, forces TikTok CEO to admit Chinese apps tracks American keystrokes. That's not good, because when you still go to enter your passcode, well, they know what it is. And if they want, they can go into your system and get all your data. So get your head out of the sand and know what's happening. Judge Andy Isaacs.
Hey, no, that ain't how you introduce me. You do it right.
Try it again.
Judge Andy.
There we go. That's right. You know, I'm listening to all y'all talking, and I am shocked that you have not told what's happened. You know, the president, through the Senate, has decided to issue a proclamation for a day of prayer and fasting. Y'all didn't hear this? Oh, my gosh. I guess I'm the only one. He says, in his proclamation, which will be supposed to be April 30th, everybody's going to have a day of prayer and fasting on April 30th, where it is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their own dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgression, and to humble sorrow yet assured hope that the genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and provided by all history, that those nations only blessed are only blessed whose God is the Lord. And y'all don't know this. Of course, it happened in 1863. It was Abraham Lincoln who brought it out. You know, this actually happened. The day of prayer was April 30th. Day of prayer and fasting was April 30th. You know what happened on May 1st? Chancellorsville. You know what happened at Chancellorsville? Stonewall Jackson got killed, which was the right hand of the Army of the Northern Virginia, which led to the mistakes happening at Gettysburg, which changed the war. Also, Vicksburg, they've been trying to take it for months. Ulysses S. Grant had failed five times to try to take it. They got a victory at a place called Pottersville or Pottsville, something like that, which was an outskirt of Vicksburg. First victory they had had. Then July 4th, we had Gettysburg, which changed the direction of the war. July 5th, they took Vicksburg, which absolutely changed the war. All because of the day of prayer on April 30th by the nation. Why can't we read? Why can't the people in Washington read and understand that if we'll just do that, everything can change back to better than it was?
A major portion of the population don't even believe in God anymore because they took them out.
Our leader, last time, the last day of prayer, didn't he manage to make the announcement without ever mentioning prayer or God?
Yeah, he did.
And before that, we had Obama, who managed to turn down all the invitations to speak or anything on the day of prayer.
Here's the deal. He's just coming up. I wonder what Biden will say. That guy, you know, I know people recognize that guy.
He's next week.
Abortion.
Next week, I want our people to write a letter to their congressmen, to their senators, to the governor of the state of Texas, asking for them to declare a day of prayer. If you'll go and look up the days of prayer on the internet and how many of them there were, there's governors, there's presidents, and how significant something happened every time we recognize that, it can change the world. But if we don't, all that stuff that Matt was just reading is just going to get worse. That will be
Andy,
like a party.
Andy, I asked you 2 years ago to start revival prayer. We've been pushing it on 3 years? Wow. Lost track of time.
Okay. I want to check.
So what are we doing wrong? I mean, we're pushing it, we're doing
our part, but it's got to come from leadership. It's got to come from leadership, yeah.
And if we go back one of the things, Washington did this before this numerous times during the War of Independence, but there was a day of fasting and prayer. Yep. And if you want to check and see who's really serious, see who will fast for 12 hours. Now, I'm not saying 24. I'm saying from sunrise to sunset.
You'll
now, the
to
Muslims
tell,
do it on a regular basis.
So, I did it for 21 days and like to kill me. But I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to get to the prayer. If our leadership doesn't call for this, it won't make any difference what anybody else does. There's three of us in here got things on our hip. These will not save us. They will protect us, but they will not save us. Only when we get on our knees. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for many blessings. Lord, wake us up. Lord, wake us up. I beg. Wake us up. We need you so desperately, and our country is turning back farther and farther and farther every day. It used to just be a trickle. Now it's a flushing river. Protect us. Grant us victory in our spiritual needs, Lord, because our spiritual needs are what the most important. Lord, I don't know where we go from here. All I know is I'm asking you, who's the only one that can fix it? For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
MSRMinistries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552 is the phone number. Now I'm going to tell you something about Morningstar Ranch. You know, this nation was built on God. Morningstar Ranch was built by God. Let me tell you how much Morningstar Ranch was built by God. He provided the wood. He provided the nail. He provided the two boards to go together. He provided the size. He provided the hammer. He showed me where to drive it. And if I didn't drive it right, he got somebody else to do it. That's how you did it at Morningstar Ranch. Reedy K and our name's on the post, but it wasn't us. It was 100% Jesus Christ who did Morningstar Ranch. And what we do for other kids and how we do for veterans is a direct response to that. So God bless you.
Thank you, Andy. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank McGuire Tire, Casey and the gang out in Temple and Belton. Been dealing with them for over 20-something years. And they can take care of your problems when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. Check them out. Faithful sponsors to the program, and they like to sponsor this particular segment. You can reach them at Temple at 254-773-3114. In Belton is 254-939-1357. Or simply, yeah, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here and support the sponsors who support the program. I do devotionals Monday through Friday most of the time. Every now and then I screw up. And I've been doing it for quite a long time, and I send it out to a long list of people individually, keep everybody's privacy. And I've been blessed to have the opportunity to do it on the radio as well. So today will be no different. Today's a little different, though. I took Wednesdays. It says, good morning. Rock and roll music is my thing. It gets me going, and it feels good to me. That's how the Lord must feel when we sing praise and worship to Him. Now, there are many verses in the Bible that speak of this, but of course, I picked this one. This is Psalm 95:1. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. I continue. Pick a song you like in any genre and sing your thoughts instead. No need to make up a new beat. Just change the words. Sing when you're alone. Sing with someone. Heck, just hum a song and think praise. God knows what you're doing. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15. What am I to do? I pray with my spirit, but I will pray with my mind also. I will sing praise with my spirit, but I will sing with my mind also. Continue. Let's all praise him. Psalm 135:3. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing to his name, for it is pleasant. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it. Let the good Lord do the work. Don't cram it down anybody's throat. Oh, got a word of the day, eh?
Yes.
Let's get word of the day on. This is Kurt, right?
Yeah.
Kurt, welcome to the program, buddy. How you doing?
Things getting better all the time, buddy.
Fantastic. Glad you're listening. I know you've been busy for a while, so I've been missing my poet who doesn't even know it. And let me get you set up like I always do, Kurt. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation story. Today it comes from the headline. The word is degrading. It's an adjective. Definition, causing someone to feel deranged or to lose self-respect, humiliating or disrespectful. Comes from the headline. Model Black China says baptism finding God led to reversing plastic surgery and quitting degrading online OnlyFans. Got a minute. Go ahead.
Mainstream media's rants are perpetrating a narrative that is particularly degrading. Ignoring the Constitution, disregarding the law, their depth of depravity beats all I ever saw.
How do you do this, Kurt? You just whip it out like it just comes to your mind instantaneously, or do you read my notes the night before? You got 20 seconds.
That's only happened one time.
I remember that.
I have been gifted and inspired when I hear truth.
Okay.
And that's what I was like.
Yeah. Who do you want to promote, Kurt?
I just want to thank you guys that keep defending the truth. Keep hanging it out there in the wind and waving the flag. Help us all, Father, to carry this mess through and get this country straightened up.
Amen, brother. It's a pleasure speaking to you, and I hope to see you soon.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Wanted was to be left alone, but the robber had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
go a little longer, but got to get back to business. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. I got a great crew in here today and every Saturday. I'm telling you, I'm blessed to be with the people I've got. I'm the hub of the wagon wheel, and all my finely seasoned oak spokes are with me. Couldn't do it without them. And I got the Lord. You know, I got the Lord on this wagon wheel. He's that metal ring on the outside.
Rocking like a wagon.
There you go. In case I hit that rock, it's going to stay together. Anyway, 254-697-6633. We have a special person on the phone. I'll tell you what, go ahead and make the mic hot. And Katie, make sure your radio's lowered, the volume's down. But we missed you last week. Our stomachs are growling from last week. The Colonel and I had to cover and spill out all the good blessings you give on those plates. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, talking to you, I'm getting hungry again. Katie from Ma's Place in Harker Heights. Talk to us, Katie. What's going on?
All right, so this weekend, our specials, we got a barbecue combo going on. Mom's making ribs and brisket with two sides, super salad. She's also got the country combo with two sides, super salad. And we're doing a locale plate, offering our New York strip steak with sliced tomatoes, lots of fruit, and a boiled egg to go along with your steak, however you like it cooked.
Low-calorie food? Give me a break. Give me a break. You want people are going to eat that and double up on the order, and there goes that concept idea. Just get it done with.
Well, put a half cup of salad dressing on your salad. That'll take care of it.
All right.
Look, it's not like your usual low-cal plate. You know, the big round oval plate that you normally see.
You mean
with lots of stuff that's filled with fruit and tomatoes and a boiled egg.
Well, look, because it's coming from you gals. And I know what those plates look like, and I know how overfilled they are. I'm sure it's going to be absolutely fantastic, especially that one salad you told me about. I forget what you have, cranberries in it, too?
Oh, you're talking about the chicken cranberry salad?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. The chicken, the cranberries, the cheese, the egg, the tomato, all topped on a fresh salad.
Now, why can't that be low calorie?
It is a low calorie.
Unless you put that half a cup of Italian dressing on it. All right. See, I just eat, man. I don't worry about calories. I don't worry about carbs. It looks good, tastes good, smells good. I'm going to eat it, okay?
The important thing is to eat it slowly.
All right, what else you got going, girl? You got something, anything, special events coming up?
I do know that for Easter weekend, we will be closed. We will be closed the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of Easter.
And I understand why, too. Maybe we'll have to address President Biden. He might not know which person's the important person on that holiday, like he has missed out on some other people, but I digress. Let's go back to food. Okay, you got anything else to tell us? How can they get a hold of you? Where are you located? What do the listeners get off the price of their meal?
All right. We are located in Harker Heights at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard. You can get a hold of us at 254-699-0011, and for all my radio listeners, they get a 10% discount.
Wow, and I'm telling you, if you have a 30 to 45 minute drive, if you do, make sure somebody's
look, here's the deal. You can order a Matt special and have Mom make the onion ring because Mom's working the day.
Ooh, yeah. We need to get you and Vicky in the studio here and maybe assemble one for us, and I'll have to test it and tell people if it's good or not.
Of course. They can hear the crunch through the radio.
Yeah. Well, they hear the breathing. They hear shuffling of papers. They hear gum chewing. Why not?
Hey,
all right, Katie, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I'm glad we got to get you on the air. We missed you last time. And so Ma's Place in Harker Heights. Katie, you take care of yourself. Tell Vicky I said hi.
I sure will.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. The Colonel, my wingman, Rayford Brown, constitutional expert, is going to tell us about the Texas legislature and Constitution. Is that correct, Colonel?
Well, I can't read my notes. I just slobbered all over my notes, and I can't read them now. The ink is blotting. Yes, we are going to talk about this today, and as a cure for worrying, work is better than whiskey. So I didn't have any whiskey last night, so I worked on this a little bit.
I may argue that with
and
you.
We hear a little bit about the Declaration of Independence, and it is a marvelous document, and it's very simple and easy to understand. And it, let's look at that second paragraph. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, and this is the part that our government has forgotten, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And it continues, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Now, that's the power that we started out with in the Declaration of Independence. But we have to be careful with the power that we've been given, because brilliant men have said, now they looked at this, we have to remember that the Illuminati, it's now the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bavarian Illuminati, go back to before 1776. They came out publicly on May 1st, 1776, just a few months before we had our Declaration of Independence. And the Illuminati's goal was to tear down the Catholic Church and the government of France and any other family restrictions and things like that.
Old as Pelosi is, she probably was there when they signed it.
It might have been. But James Madison in Federalist... James Madison in Federalist 49 said that a convention is neither proper nor effective to restrain government when it encroaches. And this is exactly the lie that Mark Meckler cries out in his Convention of States Action. He says, a tool that will allow us to build a firewall against socialism that Congress, the White House, and the courts can never break. And this is a lie. And Washington said no pile of parchment can ever overcome a lack of morals and party faction. And this was another thing that they said. Madison wrote to him, he said, I tremble at the prospect of a second convention. And if there were an Article 5 convention, the most violent partisans and individuals of insidious views would strive to be delegates and would have a dangerous opportunity of sapping the very foundations of the fabric of our country. And this is exactly what we have here. Mark Meckler says, oh, we're a grassroots organization. Excuse me. But George Soros has got 300 shadow organizations that contribute money to support the Convention of States. And the John Birch Society, in one of their videos, has a lot of these things listed. So there are so many things that the Convention of States Action is lying about. Mark Meckler is the Fauci, is to the Constitution what Fauci is to medicine. And we have to be very careful about people, because socialists believe that the ends justifies the means. And this means that if lying to you or deceiving you is to their advantage, they will do this.
Colonel, let's put down some foundations. I say this all the time. There's three pillars to this nation. It's the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Pillar of God. Pillar of God's the center holding up the roof line. Would you agree, correct me if I'm wrong, I know I'm not, is there anything wrong with the Constitution?
No. The only thing is that they're not following it.
Bingo.
And that's exactly what
But wait a minute. People will say, but there's things wrong with the Constitution. No, the Constitution's perfect, because whatever's wrong can be put through a particular process that the Constitution allows.
Let's take a couple of things that they were looking at. What are they pushing? One is term limits. They said, oh, we want a term limits thing. Folks, we had term limits in the Article 5 of the Confederation of States, the original Articles of Confederation. This Article 5 said that you couldn't follow yourself in a 3-year period. So we had term limits, and they found that the representatives and senators had no allegiance to the voters at all. They became a lame duck session the entire period of Congress. It was so bad that term limits were left out of the Constitution without debate. And it's not even mentioned in the Federalist Papers. Nobody wanted term limits when they came up with this. So that's a fallacy. The other thing is we want a balanced budget amendment. Well, that just means they have to raise taxes enough to cover their spending. And this balanced budget amendment took out Article 1, Section 8, and the 18 clauses or 17 items that the federal government was authorized to do. So this is really an issue that we have problems with, and we need to pay attention. The founding fathers knew what they were doing.
All right, Colonel, we're going to hit this hard when we come back. We're going to take a three-minute break. I've got Melinda Bulls, my special guest host, in today. She's with Bull Financial Group, and she'll be talking to us directly on her particular subject at 10 o'clock. But right now, we're going to take a three-minute break. We'll come back with the Colonel, do a little bit more.
The owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Rubio Septic Service, serving all of Milam County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta-potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512-446-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
We'll be right back. everybody. The Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Don't forget, check us out here on this station, obviously, and of course, 98.5 FM KRXT out of Rockdale. My head hurts when I try to remember all these numbers. If you want to call in, 254-697-6633. If you want to see my head hurt, go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the Facebook page there, and you'll get to see us live. Now we're streaming live. Colonel Rafer Brown, continuing on with Texas Legislature, the Constitution, doing okay. a great job.
We've been talking about Article 5, a constitutional convention that's called the application is made to the Congress when two-thirds of the state legislatures ask them, they are supposed to call a constitutional convention. This is Article 5 of our Constitution. So let's take a look. And I failed to mention earlier my sponsor, Bell County Commissioner Precinct 3, Bill Schumann, and we appreciate his support of the constitutional segment and of the Constitution. Good man. And if I can say it, he comes to the Tea Party, too. All right, the Texas legislature, what are they up to? The states were formed before the federal government. The states own the federal government. That's part of the Constitution. And the Texas legislature, do you know what mischief they are up to? There's a way to know, and it's texas.state.gov. And I've got a question for you. What group meets every 2 years from the first Monday of January until the 31st of May?
Bridge Club.
Bridge Corps. Okay. Okay. And this is only of odd years, and it's an odd year not just because the legislature is meeting. The Texas legislature only meets once every 2 years, and they only meet from the first Monday of January through the 31st of May. And they have to get everything done that they're going to do. They have to pass a budget. That's the only thing they're required. They absolutely have to do is pass a budget. So, do you know your representative? All right, you can find this on the website also. You can find out who your local representative is for your district. And you can also find out who your state senator is. There are 30 state senators. So, you can look at about 150 members of the House. So you've got to deal with 180 people, and you actually need to know two. You need to know your representative and your senator. Now, up in the Bell County area, we have two representatives. One downtown Temple as Rep. Shine, Hugh Shine, and in the area surrounding that and most of Killeen, we have Representative Doctor of Veterinary Medicine, Brad Buckley. So those are the three people. And then the congressional representative is District 31, John Carter. That's that same area. And then our Senate District 24 of Texas is Flores, Pete Flores. And we got him through a little gerrymandering, and they picked up his house, not the House of Representatives, but his residence, and put it inside the district. So we have the legislature meeting, and when we go to the Texas Legislature online, which, again, is texas.state.gov, and you can start probing around here. Also, you can search, and there is a short document. It's about 8 or 9 pages. It's not very long. That will give you an introduction to this. But you can search for a bill by topic. If there's something you have a hot-button issue, you can search for election integrity, or you can search for elections. You can search for schools. You can search for school choice. You can search for all kinds of things, and this will tell you if you're interested in the liquor license for a certain organization, or even these drag shows where we have drag queens and stuff. You can search for these items and find the bills that are related to it and the sponsors of the bills, who wrote it, the author, and who is backing the bill. And these are the people. And there's also committees. There are important committees that all these bills, every bill that comes up, goes through a committee for hearings and stuff. And the committees are matched up between the House and the Senate. Now, they've got different names, but the members of the committees work together on certain areas so that they can merge the bills and try to provide unity of thought. And this is particularly important when they have disagreements and they will have a joint committee get together and try to hammer out these differences.
You know, Colonel, this is simple if you see it. But let me make a comment on something for 30 seconds. Each individual out there, the majority of them, don't know what's going on. Or if they do know what's going on, they're not doing anything. And so then the ones who may hear what's going on then have to learn what you're talking. Then a percentage of them have to go and actually look. Then a percentage of them are probably going to go look and maybe do something. And it gets down to the bare bones minimum. That is who is dictating and directing this nation. It's the few. And half of those know exactly what to do to manipulate it in their favor, whereas others are trying to do it for the just cause.
And the people need to show up. Government is by those that show up. And when these committee meetings, there will always be a large number of lobbyists show up, people that have special agendas and money. And the voters and the people, the silent majority, if you will, very few of us show up. So you need to do this, and you need to come in, make phone calls. The legislature guys say they get lots and lots of phone calls from these special interest groups. But if they get 10 or 15 calls from voters in their district, they know that it's a hot-button issue, and they better pay attention.
Does the terminology undecided, and what you just said, what was the other term you used?
Mostly what we have is apathetic.
Silent majority and undecided. Are you using those in the same words? Because undecided, give me a freaking break. If you're undecided, you're part of the freaking problem. It's obvious what has to be done, and you're sitting on the fence because you're too scared to make a decision.
The biggest problem we have is apathy and the people that do not put out any effort to educate themselves on the issues at hand. And we can talk about Article 5, and if you go out to the man on the street, 1 in 10 will know what that is. And I've got the ability to come up with some money, and I'd bet $50 that nobody can tell me the four things I talked about last week. What are the four ways of spending money? And the Friedman...
I don't know if Shelby can...
Spending other people's money... and then it's, no, don't do that. I know parts of it. I know it was spending your money, spending other people's money on some, I got the gist of it.
Okay, there are four ways to spend money. And the phone isn't ringing off the hook, so I'm going to go ahead and give it to you here. Okay, you can spend your money on yourself. That way you care how much money you're spending because it's yours, and you care what quality it is because it's for you. Then you can spend your money on somebody else. You can give somebody a gift. You care how much money you spend, but you're not so interested in quality because after you give it to them, it's their problem. And then you can have other people's money that you spend on yourself. You don't care really how much you spend because you just got this big tax rebate or you got a big grant from the government. So you spend the money without too much, a lot of abandon on yourself. And then there's the worst kind, and that's when you spend other people's money on other people. This is the definition of government. They are spending other people's money on other people. And it's kind of one of the things they say is there's nothing more addicting than doing good with other people's money. So the church sometimes is like this. They've got a lot of money that people donated to them, and they're doing good for other people. So they kind of throw caution to the wind, and sometimes,
you know,
it's
Colonel,
not
besides
so good.
Besides this radio station and KRXT, on these two stations, you hear nothing what we're discussing other than top of the hour news, and that's a spin, except for when it comes to Bongino and Hannity. Now, Bongino's pretty close to what we do. I think he takes our notes, right? But when it comes to Sean and all that, it's just regurgitated information. I'm beginning
to Sean Hannity, he kind of flows with the wherever he thinks the listeners want to go. It's all about who's going to listen to the show, how many people he can come up with, and determine his ad revenue. And his morals, his ideas, he can change. He's pretty flexible.
Which is a perfect example of this show. Perfect example of this show, and that is this. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't do this because I like it. I don't do this because I make a lot of money. I barely make money, okay? This is all I do. I do it because I'm compelled to do it, whether you like what I say or not, because I feel it's the truth. That's the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Pillar of God. I do not waver. I do not flex when it comes to those. The Colonel, I believe, is the same way. I don't care if I had 10 listeners. I do, though, because I got sponsors, right? But the point is, I'm showing up, and I'm going to speak what I believe is the truth. Colonel, take it away. You got 20 seconds.
All right. So we need to pay attention to the legislature down here, and they are working. The House has the con coming up. The Senate has passed it. They passed it on party lines. And I don't understand how they did it if they pay attention to what the founder said.
Top of the hour break. Thank you, Colonel. When we come back, Melinda Bowles from Bowles Financial Group will be giving us some great information. So we'll be back in three.
Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Call Dolores at Healthy Success at 254-773-8339 or visit us at healthysuccessworks.com. See you soon.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Was to be left alone, but the robber had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, hour number two. Matt, your host, the Colonel, Rayford Brown, my wingman. My special guest host today, Melinda Bowles from Bowles Financial Group, is in the studio today. It's always a pleasure to have you in here, Melinda. We still got Judge Andy Isaacson. Judge, I hope you stay. We got a lot of conversation to do before the end of the show. And Shelby, my board operator, doing a fantastic job. Melinda, it's a pleasure. Welcome to the studio. Thanks. It's always great to have you in here. Tell everybody who you are, what you do, what you got going on.
Absolutely. Good morning. So today's segment, of course, is Balanced Money, Balanced Life. We're going to feature the Balanced Life segment. I'm Melinda Bowles, a licensed advisor, BowlesFinancialGroup.com. I encourage you to go to the website, sign up for our contact form, and then you can sign up for our newsletter that we send out every month. If you're wondering about all the bank stuff, that's a great way to get some articles and some updates about what's going on in the financial world by getting on our newsletter list. So we welcome that. I also wanted to talk about East Bell County for just a second. There is a lot of activity going on in East Bell County that I have become a part of, and a lot of folks are very aware that the encroachment of the county and the city on putting roads out in rural Bell County is not something we all want. If you would like to get on our texting list and be aware of any upcoming announcements or meetings, I welcome that you give me a text at 254-913-5653. I'll add you to the list, and there will be a big meeting coming up that I'm going to hope to get organized in the next few weeks, and we would encourage you to show up, talking about county, talking about the city of Temple. A lot of folks are in outside of the city limits, but guess what? The city limits is heading out in East Bell County, and a lot of folks are not happy about it. Neither am I. So I would encourage you, if you want to be part of that communication, send me a quick text, and I'll add you to the list, 254-913-5653. But go to my website, BowlesFinancialGroup.com, and sign up for a contact if you want to hear about some of the financial stuff via newsletters. We welcome that. But today, you want me to repeat that?
I want you to repeat the number. Repeat the number.
Okay, sorry, I'm talking a little fast. 254-913-5653 if you want to be added to the list for upcoming East Bell County communication and meetings that are going to be ramping up.
Text and voice?
Pardon me?
Can that take text?
Text, yes, text
or voice.
So
they can send
me your contact information.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if the information is going out way too fast, you can always remember aaronsgunshop.com. And go to the radio show page and link right to Melinda, and you can contact her that way as well.
So as everyone knows that we are in a preparedness mindset, and after meeting with Matt and him talking about all the stuff that he wants to talk about, I am sourcing all kinds of great information. The first one, I found a little niche nursery over in Belton called Eldridge Nursery. And what is so unique about Eldridge is they are bringing in some really good clean plants for those of you who don't want to seed them, or you say, look, I just want to, you know, get real quick, go buy me some good healthy non-GMO, non-sprayed plants. Some of them are organic, mostly non-sprayed on chemicals. But what's really unique about Eldridge Nursery is that they have a job preparedness program for our special needs folks, young adults. And so they are preparing some of the special needs folks, and they are a nonprofit. So some of my donations are going to be going to Eldridge Nursery, but they are preparing some of our special needs young adults for the work environment. And it's a phenomenal way to support a local nursery. So whenever I'm hunting a special plant, I will go over there and purchase already plants that are growing and not rely on my skills of putting some in the ground, although I've done both. I've seeded some, and I've direct sowed, and I've bought some plants from Eldridge. So I encourage folks to support them.
Well, I know a lot of people in this audience love to do that kind of stuff, so they're going to enjoy the heads up with that one.
Absolutely. Our next opportunity is going to be to talk about water today. So one of the things that I'm a big fan of is being able to have good clean water no matter where you're at. And one of the things that I have sitting on my kitchen cabinet is called a Berkey filter.
I got the same system.
You got the same one.
It's fantastic.
Love it. Love it. What is unique about Berkeys, yes, okay, they do take up counter space, but the water is just super clean, and it filters out just about every chemical, over 200 toxins that we don't realize that are being put into our water. Wherever your water source is coming from, I would absolutely encourage you to order a water report. What I am shocked by is what they are allowing that they say is okay for us to drink, and it just absolutely grosses me out.
You know, Melinda, you got the stainless Berkey. I've got the Berkey Light, the clear blue plastic, not clear blue, but it's a light blue plastic, mm-hmm. and I got the ceramic filters, and you can see what you're not drinking.
Right. It's amazing. It's amazing. And the filters last forever. However, if you go online to BerkeyFilters.com and you find that they may be out of stock, I have found this nice little general store. It's called in the Heritage Group up in Waco at the general store. So if you'll go to their website, it's heritagegarden.com, or you can call them at 254-754-9663, and they have everything in stock. It's just awesome. So if you don't find it online, the price is the same, and as I discovered, they were willing to give me a little discount because I walked in and I bought, I think, a life supply of filters from them. Now, so love it.
On the 10:09 mark on the Facebook, if you play the replay, I put up the website and the phone number.
Okay, perfect. The other item that I have just recently ordered, and I thought it would be here by now, but apparently I forgot to hit order on Amazon. It sat in my inbox for about 4 days. What's the name of that that filter? It's called a Katadyn pocket water filter. And on Amazon, this particular one runs about $3.94, and it has a filter inside it similar to the Berkey. Now, what's unique about it is it can be put in a backpack, and it can be used. Apparently, a lot of campers use this, okay? A lot of times, it will be paired with the water tablets to be able to test the water and make sure it's clean.
I'm a grunt and used to drink swamp water and using those tablets, and I can tell you something. I'm alive, but I'd rather have a black cup of coffee.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I am not a camper, and I'm not prone to go get the water out of the creek, although now we have cleared an area of the creek. I will be getting some water out of my local creek and doing some testing and seeing if the tablets, what the outcome is. But today, what we did was I brought some samples. So I've got Berkey water, which I was showing everybody in my clear glass how clear it is. There's no floaties in it. The other water test that we are going to drink today is out of my tap water, which is Little Elm. And I have ordered their report before, and I was kind of shocked at the things that they are putting in our water, which I think actually tastes better than Temple water, but it still tastes kind of funky. The third one, I just went to the bathroom here, and this is Cameron water, and we're all going to have a taste test real
quick.
Watch
how you say that.
So that's right out of the faucet. No floaties yet, but I bet if it sat here for a little while, we would see some floaties. So if everybody would just take a real quick...
Somebody told me the water here in Cameron test positive for drugs because so many people are dumping them in the toilet.
Well, you know, it might.
All right, what are we doing here?
We're going to drink Berkey water first.
Well, wait, let me clean my taste buds first.
Yeah, clear your taste buds. And I would like everybody just to do a real quick feedback on what do they taste. Hopefully they don't taste an aftertaste. It should taste super clean, very filling. Doesn't have an aftertaste.
Tastes just like mine. It tastes crisp and clean.
Water.
This is no joke either.
Absolutely.
It really does.
Well, just drink that down and then everybody fill up again.
Of course she gives me the polluted stuff.
Yeah, we're going to get it.
I'm not drinking that tap water. We're not doing that.
All right.
Boy, girl, that's...
I'm all weak.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm giving you too much. Everybody's going to be running the restroom in a minute.
I'll bet you if I put it in that fake fern behind me, the fern will start wilting.
Okay. Colonel. All right. Here we go. All right. Now, tell me
this
your
even
feet.
Has a smell now.
Okay. So, you're seeing a smell.
This has got a taste to it.
Like, it smells like maybe chlorine.
Well, now, Shelby said the smell, and you said the taste, so I'm just going to pass.
Oh, come on, man.
You got to drink it. Come on. Suck it down.
Let's go.
Just real fast. Like a shot.
Wow. Listen. No joke. No playing around. There is such a difference.
There's a big difference.
I mean, this is... The palate is clean with the clean water. You taste this, and you can taste like chlorine. You can taste meth.
You can smell it.
You can smell it. Yeah.
The first thing I noticed when I picked the glass up was, it had a bouquet to it.
You're cleaning your palate. Okay, but last but not least, this is tap water out of from Cameron. So, okay, tell us what you think. I think we've gone from you're not even going to drink it.
No.
Pour it in here. That's the extra cup. All right.
And that's from the bathroom.
This is the bathroom.
The bathroom toilet or the faucet?
No. The tap water.
This is a little strong.
You're not. And she lives here. She's not even going to drink the water.
It's strong. It tastes a lot like the other one, but it's just stronger.
Is it stronger? I think we kind of went from the best to the worst, maybe. Yeah. But if you don't know where we all need clean water, and there's lots of different ways to get clean water. One of the other resources, of course, is start saving it and filtering it from the rain. If we get rain, hopefully we'll be getting some rain.
Take your tap water and put it through a sandy gravel bucket.
Absolutely.
Time's up.
Absolutely.
You already cut me off? No, not cutting you off, but it's time to go.
Okay, we got to go. I got 20 seconds, 50. Music.
We're all so busy.
That's a good segment. Denial's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplace is located at 850 North Highway 77 in Cameron. It's the largest independent Lazy Boy retailer in Central Texas. Family owned and operated for 40 years, Denial's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces has huge selections on living room, dining room, and bedroom furniture, as well as accessories from Lazy Boy, Mayo, and Simmons. Also available are floor coverings, countertops, lighting, and ceiling fans. Denial's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Call them now at 254-697-6759 or go to denialsfurniture.com. It's worth the drive to Cameron. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357 or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Simulcasting here on KRXT 98.5 FM here at 105.1 FM The Ranch. Check us out. We're streaming live at aaronsgunshop.com, Facebook. And I've got my special guest host today, Melinda Bulls from Bulls Financial Group. She's doing a great job giving us great information. And Melinda, you're getting questions for certain products where you can get at prices. And I'll tell that in a second. But once again, the number here in the studio, if you want to ask Melinda a direct question, is 254-697-6633.
Great. So the Berkey water filtration system, how you spell it, just to make sure that we have it spelled right, is Berkey. So it's BerkeyFilters.com. And you can't just drive into a place in Temple and purchase it other than if you want to go to Waco. So at the general store with the Heritage Group at heritagegarden.com is their website. But they have a whole bunch in stock, and they actually keep a good inventory. So if you want to drive to Waco today, it's a beautiful day, you can go pick up your Berkey.
I hear Trump's up there, too.
probably going to run into a lot of traffic. However, you know, one of the things we talked about was the harmful effects of fluoride, and the Berkey does filter out fluoride. And
I should take a picture of my filters when they're linked up. And it's just, it's unbelievable.
It's disgusting, huh?
I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not drinking that?
Now,
that's incredible.
When they
fantastic.
Came out, they said Berkeys, you could scrub them.
Yeah,
and
you
get
can.
Them, clean them.
You
yeah.
can.
I've had my Berkey for over 10 years, if not longer. And I still have the original filters, and I just scrub them down with a blue scrub pad, and it works perfect.
So there's two white filters, and there's two carbon black filters.
I don't like those, though.
So you don't like the carbon?
I don't like the carbon ones.
Oh, I do. I feel like whenever I get them out and I scrub them, we're seeing all of the debris that's that is coming out of the water. So, and I keep jugs on my counter that as I fill up my Berkey, I refill all of the gallon containers because I cook with it. I mean, it's wash my vegetables with it. I don't use tap water if I can avoid it. You know, unfortunately, I do not have a whole house water system. I would love to hear some comments about that because I don't have one, and I would like to have one.
Berkeys. You know, there's some people out there, they want the concept idea of a Berkey, but they may not have the funds to purchase it.
Very expensive.
Buy yourself some filters and 5-gallon buckets. They range, but they're worth it if you're blessed and financially and can do it. But if you're having a little challenge with finances but you want clean water, you can buy the filters, get yourself a couple 5-gallon buckets and do the same darn thing with it.
Right. It started out, I think, as a bucket system, to be honest with you. But the all house, I mean, we smelled this water, and with my long hair and washing in the shower, I mean, I just don't feel like I get all that yuck on me when I shower. And we do absorb from our tubs and our showers and the washing machine and the dishwasher. So I have not researched an all-house filter, but that's next on the list. So Berkeys come in different sizes. So depending on how much you use, you know, there's 2 gallons, 3 gallons, 4 gallons. I mean, it depends on how much you use. I had a smaller one that I've gifted to my younger son, and I went for the big one because I use it constantly, whether I'm boiling eggs on the stove or I'm washing the vegetables. I use a lot of clean water, trying to at least get there.
I usually fill up a lot of jugs, and then just before I go to bed, I'll fill the Berkey up again so it's ready to go for the next day.
Yep.
We have filters on all the faucets. Now, I don't have a filter on my bathtub or on my shower. We have filters, even up for the ministry, we've got filters on all these faucets. So when we make tea, it's clean and all that. But hey, we run into Milam County, out there where I live, we have a well that's about 6 years old, something like that, that caves in every once in a while. So we'll You'll get ready to take a bath, and you'll run half a bathtub full of dirt.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
And all of the stuff in the water is also actually causing appliances to fail.
That's
I mean,
right.
The sediment that is in...
washers, for
the
sure.
The washers and the dishwashers. And we wonder why our appliances don't last. Well, other than probably they were made in China. That's one reason.
Your hot water heater.
Hot water heater.
And they're listening to you.
If
yeah.
you don't flush it like they tell you to. How many people flush their hot water heater
Nobody.
Every year like they
Never.
Say?
Never. Nobody does. Maybe you. Know. Probably you.
Never. I'm only 20 years behind.
So an all-house water filtration system, I would love to hear if anybody has one and they love it or if they have any comments. I just haven't researched that, but I'm working that way. So the next topic we want to talk about is what I call neighboring up. So a lot of folks are not interested in growing their own garden. They are interested in having alternative sources besides the grocery store, okay? So I have actually met two wonderful growers here in the local area, here in the Bell County area. And the first one I want to talk about is called The Farmery. It's Charles and Denise McKeska. And you can go to their website. And it's at thefarmeryllc.com. They're going to be located over on Apple Cider Road. And if you want to reach out to Charles and talk about when their farm store is going to be open, they are planted everything. Everything's growing. So soon there's going to be a whole bunch of fresh produce.
You know, Melinda, you said something just a few sentences ago. You know, some people don't want to do this and they're going to rely on other people. Mm-hmm. Well, when calamity hits, do you see the problem where we're going here? Mm-hmm. You got one person supplying the many, when the one goes down because of calamity, are going to be in calamity themselves. We need to be independent, or at least have the knowledge on how to do it. And it, when you speak, it just, I hear it. I know it. I think it. And when you speak it, I go, yeah, yeah. We're going to, ladies and gentlemen, we are on a very fine line of stability.
That almost went away. Do you realize that? In 1859, I think it was, there was a Currington or Carrington event, and all the telegraph sparked, and everything, it was a coronal mass ejection from the sun.
And that was just basic wires.
Okay, and that was, yeah, very little, we didn't have an electric grid back mm-hmm. then. Well, last week, they had one. Fortunately, it was on the backside of the sun, away from the earth. So this material went back off out into space, but it was several times larger than this event. And they said that had that been on this side of the sun toward us, we would be in the dark ages now without any electricity or anything digital. Your computer, anything that had a computer in it would be dead.
That's
Everybody
why I love
20 years old would be freaking out because their phone wouldn't work.
That's why I love what Melinda does.
The
Melinda,
lights wouldn't work. The lights don't work. You won't have water. Water requires electricity. The sewage doesn't go anywhere. It just sits in your toilet.
Melinda tries in every aspect of her life to be independent from the system. And that's why I love having her on talking, because she gives you great ideas on how to handle that.
So kind of back to The Farmery with Charles and Denise McKeska. If you would like to reach out to Charles and start getting your orders in online, you can also go to, of course, thefarmeryllc.com, or you can give him a call, 254-760-0554, or you can actually send Charles an email, cmckeska@farmeryllc.com. What I like about his farm is that he is doing as much possible to not spray anything that we don't want on those fresh harvest. Now, again, if you're going to go buy it in bulk, I'm going to encourage you to maybe learn how to can it. Learn how to freeze dry it. We're having so much fun with our freeze dryer.
Would you be willing to do a class on that?
Probably. Yeah, sure. Sure, we could do that.
And see if we can't set up a location.
Absolutely. We could do that. He does offer also fresh canned products, too, in his little store. So things are growing. The rain was great.
Hey, Melinda, I got a question. Would it be reasonable to say that those produce that are being produced with the chemicals, fertilizers, and all that kind of stuff, in most cases, when you go to the store, they want them to look pretty.
Absolutely.
But if you go natural, that you can't expect, I'm thinking, to see the same picturesque type of fruits and vegetables because you have to fight and combat all the insects, bugs, problems, and all that. Would that be a fair statement, or am I wrong?
Well, I don't think so. I've actually had the opportunity to pick the fresh vegetables. The thing about the fresh vegetables, when you get them so fresh, you really need to do something with them pretty quick. And they are not going to last to the beautiful strawberries like we see in the grocery store. But strawberries are one of the most sprayed fruits out there. And I'm not going to freeze dry anything.
Because they spoil so
quickly.
That's
right, because they spoil so quickly. So the plan is, when you get the food or you grow the food, have a plan for freezing it immediately or canning it or learning how to preserve it and have a pantry. I have a huge pantry that is slowly filling up with different varieties, whether it's freeze-dried, don't have a dehydrator, but my sister does, and then learning to can.
You can use your stove for dehydrating, can't you?
Sure, you can. I just haven't, I'm having a lot of fun with the freeze-dryer, actually. Yeah. So that's one farm. The other one is called Halverson's Farm. Halverson's HiddenHarvest.com. So let me spray that. Spell that. Spray that. We're starting about spraying nothing. Okay. Halverson Hidden Harvest. HalverSon HiddenHarvest.com. They also are growing fresh produce, which without the harmful effects of the pesticides. Last year, I ordered a whole flat of cucumbers with the help of my aunt teaching me how to can. We got pickles. It's awesome. It's a great place to be. Reach out to James at 254-423-1958. He also has fresh goat milk, and he also has canning classes as well.
Oh, that's great. We need to set something up with you for canning or something. Jarring, is that the same thing? Canning, jarring. Okay, we're going to take a break. We cut it a little short. When we come back, we'll speak a few more minutes concerning this particular topic. But 254-697-6633 is the number. Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. We're streaming live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Be back in a minute.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Quick, the colonel has to take a flight, air quote flight, out of here to Waco, but I wanted him to be on and just tell him what he's going to do and give you some tips.
Okay, we're headed up to the Trump rally. The gates opened at 6 this morning, so they're still going. They're wide open. They want you there by 2 o'clock if you want to go, and that's when the events, quote, quote, start up. There's lots of room. It's out there at the Waco Regional Airport, so look it up on your chart and head out that way. I think exit 339 off of I-35 and head west. And I would think that there may be a line getting in because security is extremely tight. The Secret Service is providing security, and it's alleged that there have been several threats. But there's no knives, no guns, no poles, no sticks, no chairs, no shelters. Just go on out there by yourself. Wear a short sleeve shirt. No, don't wear a short sleeve shirt because it's going to be sunny and you'll get sunburned today. So,
well, Colonel, you have a safe trip. Enjoy it. Tell Trump I said hi.
Okay.
Because I know he's going to want to link up with you, that F-4 fighter pilot that you are.
Some of these Secret Service guys, I'll be able to.
I used to train with some of those guys. Those guys, I'm walking up to one of these guys I'm going to do training with. He started rattling off me, and I go, dang, man, that's scary. I don't even know you, and you start knowing and rattling off things about me I didn't even know. These guys know everything.
Is this like Christ meeting the lady at the well?
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. All right, Colonel, have a safe trip. Melinda Bowles, Bowles Financial Group, in with us. We're going to extend this particular segment because I kind of cut her short. We were having too much fun. And so
I
go ahead, Melinda.
With the water.
What a time.
And then I was like, oh no, it's time to go.
Well, it's all about growing good, healthy food and also having good, clean water. I will want to mention a little bit about James over at HalversonHiddenHarvest.com is that he is a master gardener. He's full of knowledge. He has a storefront as well. He does fresh canning. He has fresh goat's milk. Didn't think I was going to like goat's milk, but I do like goat's milk. It's pretty good. So reach out to these two local farms and try to get on their list. Some of them do subscription services. Some of them have newsletters. But they're a wealth of knowledge. And if the grocery stores are not bringing in good, clean food, then possibly you can go help the locals. So support East Bell County or Falls County or Milan County for these folks who are growing. One other topic, and I just kind of penciled it in, and then the last topic we'll talk about is going to be about animal health, is anybody know what biosludge is?
Biosludge? Isn't that pink meat you got to eat?
No.
No, okay.
What's stuff that the Power Rangers fought.
So biosludge? Come on, anybody?
Biosludge. They're gonna recycle it for fertilizer on your food.
I don't mess with nothing that I can't pronounce.
This is biosludge.
Okay. Sludge.
I don't mind bio, but the sludge part I gotta follow.
Well, almost every city is taking from our wastewater plant, and they are separating the liquids
I don't like where this is going.
Yes, and they are packaging up and calling it organic to put on your gardens. So I don't know about y'all, but I don't want anything. And City of Temple has a place where you can go buy their, quote, recycled from wastewater plant.
My initial question goes like this. Let's just say what that concept idea is perfect. Let's just say it's perfect. Mm-hmm. And I go, well, wait a minute. If I've got to worry about people flushing drugs down the toilet, that my water's tainted.
That's right.
And if they're going to eat food, people don't eat like I eat and try to do the minimal amount of chemicals in my body. And they're just eating the constant processed food, and they have waste. That waste has those contaminants. Because it's the same thing, ladies and gentlemen, when you're going to put out hay for cows. Correct me if I'm wrong, Andy. The hay, when you dump it, if you spread it all over the field, that the fertilizer in that hay, and when they're eating there and they're doing their droppings there, it'll fertilize the ground again with all the stuff that they're eating. It's going through their system. So I can only imagine humans are not healthy as cows.
Absolutely. That's okay. There was an independent lab in Austin, the health ranger, Mike Adams, and he actually grabbed a bag of biosludge from the city of Austin. And he was showing the labeling. They're talking about, I think it's completely wrong that they're representing organic, you know, type product for your garden. And then he got a package from out of state somewhere. I don't remember which one it was, but he ran it through his lab and he showed all the chemicals that were still showing up, and a lot of it is the drugs that ever, I mean, pharmaceuticals, illegal, it doesn't matter.
Melinda, there's no way to get around this.
You can't clean it. They're not cleaning it to the point where we would even want to put it on our garden.
You asked about Dr. Schiller. I said she was on last week, and we talked about this, and that is back in 1950, prior to 1950, and I'm using 1950 as just a date. Okay, that can be a safe date. That before that is pretty much natural, and you can take care of sickness with natural remedies. But once you add the processing and the chemicals, you can't do normal remedies to take care of yourself when you're polluted and contaminated with all these chemicals. It's all over the place.
Yep. Sheena brought up also that women taking birth control and then they urinate.
Yep.
And
it's the hormones.
The hormones stay, and then men drink it, and then they are getting
way too much estrogen.
Way too much estrogen.
We want them to have more testosterone. Yeah. We don't want them to have more estrogen.
And they wonder why they're having to have...
The water treatment doesn't process
that
estrogen.
Right. That's right. And that's where a good water filtration, especially, you know, if I could do a do-over with
perfect
my...
example of how the Berkey works for me.
If I could do a do-over with my children and give them that good, clean water, I think we would all be healthier in the long run. And, you know, being almost 60 myself, I mean, it would be great to have gone back. Yes, I am. I'm 45 now.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
So, you know, having the good, clean sources, because we do all recognize that garbage in, garbage out, and that's why everybody is sick. I mean, everybody is sick from the food and the water and the big, the pharmaceuticals. It's not good. So trying to get back to a natural, what, you know, you put in your body, and it's really awesome to see things growing. You know, we got carrots coming up like crazy. I've got cucumbers and squash and we were talking about spraying stuff on that produce. Well, the previous segment, I talked about the copper antennas, and boy, is my garden happy. I don't see bugs. I don't see anything on the plants. I don't see anything.
What's the concept behind? We talked about this before, but what's the concept?
The copper antenna, which you just take copper wire, wrap it around a wood dowel, and you stick it in the ground. And that copper is supposed to be getting the ions out of the air and bringing it down into the soil, which the soil, if the soil is healthy, you won't have bugs.
Snails?
Absolutely, gets rid of them all.
Are you serious?
No spiders.
But how many do you need?
It depends on the area you want to cover. So the larger the area, the deeper the stick and the copper wire needs to go. If you want to have shallow bins, then you can do a shorter sticks. And so that's one of my jobs today, is I'm going to be making some more of those little copper antennas, because we actually do have container gardens. And be able to eliminate the bugs. It's awesome.
Here's a perfect example of how Andy and I are eating healthy and filtering our water. His hand was on the counter, and I put my hand like this, and our fingertips touched, and we repelled each other. Just, oh! So no estrogen in this guy.
Hey, we
caught that on there.
We have a massive problem, I know, with water in lakes and rivers and stuff with too much nitrogen. It's from the wash off from farmers, and I don't know how you get rid of that. I don't know how, you know, you'll tell a farmer don't put nitrogen out, other than tell him don't grow nothing.
So. All right, look, I've got about 4 minutes before the commercial break, and to wrap this up, if you don't mind, Melinda, tell me your thoughts on this. I've got this flyer, Andy. I want your opinion. I want everybody's opinion. Marlow Water Supply annual meeting, and it goes: opportunity to meet your directors, announce election results, blah, 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 blah. The future challenges facing our system. Hear the facts. Growth is unavoidable. Challenges lie ahead. I saw this, and I had a conversation with somebody before I saw this, and I gave him a piece of my mind. Here's the deal. You got wells out there. They want to tap. They want to meter your wells. They want to know all this stuff because they want to know the usage. Why? Why? Because they want, bottom line, they want to take that water and make money with it. Just draw a circle. I don't care how big you want to draw it. And picture that's the current population of that area's water supply. And let's say only 80% of it's being used. Hey, we got 20% water reserves left. We can sell it off. And we're going to contract it for 5 to 10 years down the road to somebody down somewhere. And all of a sudden, there's a little boom in that circle of yours. And all of a sudden, the 80% population turned to 95% population. And we're, what, 15% short on the amount of water we need? Stop selling your rights off. I got 1 minute. What do you think? Any commentary?
I think we're going to be in trouble if we keep doing it in the local area. Too many people have moved into the area, and I really don't think we can support the water that we need.
And there's a handful of people who make the decision as to whether or not we lose our rights to the water.
That's exactly right.
And you know who those people are.
That new place is wanting so much water being built outside of Taylor, you know, the Samsung.
Yep.
They're wanting so much water, and they're willing to pay.
And if we go back to your expansion of Temple, Belton, mm-hmm. expanding.
Yep.
Why? Why can't we not expand, and why not eliminate all the bad stuff in the surrounding area already and develop there and be more frugal with what we've got? And this way we don't expand beyond our means. Am I out of time? 20 seconds? You got something you want to say?
You know, the water deal is so deep and so such a problem.
No pun intended.
Yeah, that's right. No pun intended. It's such a deep problem that you're not going to fix it. You're certainly not going to fix it in a legislator.
No.
But you can't stick your head in the sand and think that it's not out there. So,
all right, we're going to take a break. Be back in 3-254-697-6673.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Talking chickens, talking chickens. I got Melinda Bulls. She is from Bulls Financial Group. She's been doing it for quite a while. She knows what she's doing, but I enjoy the conversations of natural things that's growing and taking care of yourself. And we want to do the natural getting rid of ticks and fleas, right?
Absolutely. A few segments ago, we talked about a new puppy. A new puppy is getting big, and she is running in the creek and through the field, and we have opted to try very hard not to have to have any types of animal shots. And so we have found a wonderful lady over in Killeen, over at Pup's Life. Her name is Valerie. And
hey, wait a minute. These people that you keep mentioning, mm-hmm. you need to talk to them, and they need to sponsor
you. I will do that. Okay. I will do that. But she is the one we've been finding some good organic dog food. She offers cat and dog supplements. But she got us on a program to do, and it's a daily thing to do with our dogs. So I mentioned Wonderside Spray a few segments ago. It has a great peppermint smell that has got some organic oils that she gets sprayed down. Casey gets sprayed down daily before she goes outside.
That would smell good.
It does smell good. Smell good on the pet. If she's been romping around in the mm-hmm. whatever cow manure, which you were mentioning your dogs do, then you can maybe circumvent. We don't have any cows.
You know, so. Peppermint, as you well know, is medicinal.
It is.
Would a peppermint spray like that also not only help the what you're talking about, but and smell good, but actually make them feel good too?
I think so. And she's now gotten used to it. So she has a morning ritual that she gets to have her her tea and flick formula before she gets her dog food. And so she gets sprayed with the Wonderside spray. And then I mix it's called Nature's Protection internal powder that she's going to take. I put that in a bowl, and then I also put another scoop of what we call things for gut health, just to be able to make sure that she's getting some good supplements. But in that, I actually chop up, and it smells like garlic. Okay, so we also
garlic's great too.
Yeah, so we chop up a little piece of garlic in that, and then I add two scoops of yogurt. So gut health and tea and flick. Ticks and fleas. I can't say it this morning. Tea and flick. Okay, we're gonna get. And so when we saw one tick on her, and immediately we called saying, "Help! What do we do?" And there are no fleas. There's no ticks, and she loves her yogurt, garlic powder. And the minute she sees me open the refrigerator, she's like, I want that, and I want it now. So she'll have that first. And so the idea is that, and think about this, nobody's going to kiss you if you smell like garlic. Well, a tick and flea's not going to want to bite if they have that bitter taste.
The person you're kissing is eating the same food you are. Maybe.
So we have a German short-haired pointer who is all about Italian at this point with the garlic. She loves her garlic, which is amazing. Now, there are portions of garlic. If you get too much, it's not going to be good for them, but it's about the mix, okay? And so Valerie over at Pup's Life in Killeen, she is a great source, and she offers consultation. But being able to look at what can we do organically so we're not spraying a bunch of toxic ingredients on our dog or giving it to her internally, which brings me to you know, we've talked a lot about the COVID shots, but what about all these shots that are being recommended for the, you know, at the vet? So there is alternatives to these vaccines. Now, the state says you are supposed to have a rabies vaccination for your animals. But there has been a lot of research done in something called nosodes, N-O-S-O-D-E-S, tautodes, T-A-U-T-O-D-E-S, and teeters, I think I'm saying that right. But if you Google these, you're not going to get to the right information. So y'all would all agree that Google is still censoring stuff, right? Absolutely. And keeping good information from us. So I've come across this holistic vet. His name is Dr. William Falconer, and he is out of the Austin area, but he's not taking new patients. But his website is full of great information, and his website is going to be vitalanimal.com. And you can sign up for a free newsletter. You can get his podcast. He does have free courses, and he has subscription courses. And the one that I've signed up for but have not listened to, it does have a fee. I think it was like $53 or $59 to talk about the alternatives to the shots for your animals. And a no-sode is supposed to be an option or an alternative to distemper and heartworms and the rabies. Now, some states will recognize those as the proper vaccinations. Texas doesn't right now. So I'm a little interested in trying to find out where that legislature goes to see if we can't put something forth to say why. Who's heard of rabies in the last 20, 30 years?
I have, seen skunks out in daylight coming up to me and wolves and all this kind of stuff, so I know it exists.
So it does exist, but for the most part, our animals, now we're in the country, you and I, folks in town, what's the chance of those animals being exposed to rabies?
Well, it's greatly reduced.
It's hugely reduced. So there's got to be a little common sense here. You know, you get...
especially if they're indoor.
There's all kind of problems we have from, like, especially small dogs that you give rabies shots every year, and then they come up with all kind of skin
disease. Tumors.
Everything.
Oh, all kinds. Yeah. It was amazing what that website showed me. So it's called nosodes, N-O-S-O-D-E-S, and teeters, T-I-T-E-R-S, and then the tautodes. I'm not sure if I'm saying this right, but it's T-A-U-T-O-D-E-S. There is one more website that had a bunch of information. So again, if you go Google this, you're going to get all the negative propaganda. And if you realize that animals a long time ago used to live a lot longer than they do today, but the animals, our pets, our beloved pets, are dying from tumors and skin issues and cancer. It's just ridiculous the issues that our animals are coming up with. So the other website is ivcjournal.com. And there are some levels. There's an article on there about giving your animal garlic. Apparently, there was a lot of negative commentary about giving animals garlic. But believe it or not, garlic in humans and garlic in our animals is actually a very good medicinal alternative.
I'll make a comment real quick. My grandmother, off the boat, born in the 1800s, okay, she would tell me of a doctor that would go to a person, I can't remember what the illness was, and the doctor goes to this woman and says, you eat a clove of garlic every day for 6 months and it will go away.
Yep.
And it did.
And if you, it again, that goes back to the propaganda. I really think that we've been listening to a lot of stuff that is, if they say it's bad for you, my reaction today is it's probably good for you.
Yeah, I know.
That's right.
And
you said that multiple times on here.
Absolutely. And you can't believe the Google search. I mean, you really can't. You almost have to try and find the source and go directly to these websites, which I think are super important. There is a book that I have ordered that hasn't come in yet, and it's called The Complete Herbal Book for the Dog. A lot of us have what we call those essential oils, and believe it or not, a lot of stuff that we can use on us organically can transfer over to our animals, which is just amazing that if you find the alternatives for yourself, then there is a good chance that it is certainly okay for your animals.
Melinda, I want to hit this article because we're talking about health. I just want your opinion on this, and make sure, give me a 1 minute mark. I want to make sure Melinda promotes herself. I've got the DEA warns zombie drug hitting U.S. streets set to worsen overdose crisis. President Biden's effort to end a nationwide drug crisis, which he promised to end during the 2020 election campaign, may face further challenges as the Drug Enforcement Administration issued an alert on Monday regarding a new concoction of fentanyl and a veterinarian tranquilizer hitting American cities and towns. Xylazine, I think is how it's pronounced, is making the deadliest drug threat of our country has ever faced, fentanyl, even deadlier. The alert continued. DEA has seized blah, 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 blah. When combined, xylazine and veterinarian tranquilizer, also commonly known as Trang or Track, and fentanyl make an overdose even deadlier because the opioid overdose antidote naloxone, also known as Narcan, won't reverse its effect. I saw a picture of, this is me talking, I saw a picture and they're saying zombies because people's arms and legs, their flesh are rotting off their body. What do you think? And then promote yourself.
But why?
Because once you go down that
chemicals.
Rabbit hole,
chemicals.
That? Like, oh, that sounds pretty good.
Well, I mean,
I'll tell you what, we'll talk about this after the hour. Melinda, make sure, go thoroughly, tell people how they can get a hold of you.
Yes, bullsfinancialgroup.com. Hit the contact me form and go ahead and sign up for our newsletter. If those in East Bell County are interested in participating in trying to sway the decisions that are being made in East Bell County, please send me a text, 254-913-5653.
All right, when we come back from the break, Lane Mills, Cameron Fitness, are going to be talking about what they've got available for you. Great facility. You need to check it out. We're going to take a break. Be back in three. See you on the other side.
The owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Rubio Septic Service, serving all of Milam County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta-potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512-446-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Adventure Radio Program, hour number three. Matt, your host. We are simulcasting on this station and KRXT 98.5 FM. Also streaming live at Facebook on Aaron's Gunshop.com, so check it out. Give us a call here in the studio, 254-697-6633. And after the program, it gets put into the little magic ball and turned into a podcast, and you can replay those podcasts on Apple, Spotify, Podbean. You can also go to Aaron's Gunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. I'll have a recording there. That'll take a little bit to get there, but day or so, you should be able to fast forward to any moment that you want to hear, to replay a phone number or whatever. I want to thank all the sponsors, all the people who donate. Speaking of donations, ladies and gentlemen, on radio show page at aaronsgunshop.com, in the middle of the page is a donation button. If you've got the money but don't know what to do with it, and you like this program and want to support me, and by supporting me, you support the sponsors because they got a platform to come on. I can't tell you how appreciated it would be to make your monthly donation at that spot. So leave it up to that. Say a prayer about it. And if you got the funds, let's go ahead and do it. Right now, I've got my special guest host, Melinda Bulls from Bulls Financial. She's sitting on the sideline at the moment because we have another guest in, another sponsor, Lane Mills from Cameron Fitness here in Cameron in the Milam Plaza. Robert's in as well. And I hear business is good. Gentlemen, how you guys doing today?
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me and Robert. We definitely appreciate being here. Actually, the gym, just to let you know out there that are listening, we just got the new shipment of equipment in around 2 weeks ago, and you should definitely come in and check it in. It's more variety for you to come in, and Robert's doing great things with the senior fitness class that he has on
Tuesdays and Thursdays
from 9 a.m. to 10. And he's going to tell you a couple of things about that. And Robert, you want to tell him about the good things that are happening over there?
Yeah, we started our first class about a month ago, and we started out with 10. And last week, I believe, I had to ask Lane to get us some more chairs, some more weights, because I have a list there that's growing for the second class.
Almost another 10 more.
That's awesome, man. I love to hear that.
Yeah, and, you know, I got my first real compliment the other day about the class.
Absolutely.
There's this person in there who's 89 years old, just turned 89, and their daughter told me after the class when we came out, she goes, "My mom walks to the car on her own now. She doesn't, she doesn't hold my arm anymore. She's like, I can get in by myself." So she is moving so much better than she did before, and we appreciate
that. Right alone makes it all worth it, doesn't it?
Just that one person alone, and made, yeah, that's what I want.
And you know, there's a lot of people who think it, but they may not think about saying it. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. If it's on your mind, if somebody's on your mind, make contact. The Lord's prompting you to make contact in some way, form, or fashion, in a positive way.
Yes, Robert has done wonderful things with this senior fitness class. I would say it's almost doubled since he's opened. I've had to get more chairs, more dumbbells. And folks, this is not about like coming in and pumping iron. This is, you know, it's a senior fitness class. It's about movement, functioning. And we actually have a couple that actually after the class, they're comfortable now where they come into the gym and they'll work out for 30 minutes to an hour. And Robert's always there to assist you, to show you the equipment. Like I said, he's been working out for years there. He's a wealth of knowledge. And I personally just want to say thank you, Robert, for coming up with this idea and taking it where it's gone so far.
Well, being a senior citizen myself and working out, you know, I've been coming there like 7 years as of this month. People would always ask me because I bodybuilt. And it started out with I rode the bike for 30 minutes for 3 months. I did it 3 days a week. And then I added one machine, then another machine, then another machine. And the guys that are the beast in the gym started noticing I was there regular working hard. And they got where they, like, protect me. No, that's too much weight on there. Don't eat. Why are you being like that? Be realistic, you know. Because at my age.
Yeah, just to be clear, that's not mocking you. That is concern and love for you.
Because they know me now and they watch me and they want me to do it right. And like I said, I think I told this story before. One of my good friends is one of the beasts in there. And I talked to him about, why aren't I growing muscles and stuff? He goes, well, number one, you're an old man. And number two, you're doing it wrong. And I was like, what do you...
You could have just said you're doing it wrong, you know?
You could have just said, I don't know.
No, that's his personality. He wouldn't miss that chance to tell me I'm an old man.
Is that who I think it is?
This friend of mine.
It doesn't matter. Okay.
Put him on blast.
Yeah, he's kind of big. I don't want to say his name out loud.
I was going to say, he's who I think it is. I didn't get him.
But he asked me, I said, so he says, so show me your, I was watching you today, show me how you do a curl. So I grabbed the two weights and I started slinging them around, you know, and he goes, stop. I think in the old days y'all called that the boogaloo. That's a dance. That's not a curl. And he showed me how to do it, you know, come up fast and hold it and go down. And I've learned a lot being in there, and I wanted to share it because seniors are always asking me, how do you do that?
Isn't it true if you do it right, you do it for less time?
Yeah.
Your hour and a half workout turned to 45 minutes because you're burnt because you did it right.
Well, my hour workout has now turned into two and a half hours every day. I work a different part of my body every day just like they do. But it takes me longer to get it done. And done right. And
what I'm getting at is when you do it right, you burn
it
out
hurts.
Faster.
It hurts.
Because when you're doing it wrong, you're using all these different muscles when you're really not even working out the muscle you intended to work out.
Well, you're absolutely right. Because if you leave there, that's what this one guy told me. He said, if you leave here and the part you're working on isn't tight and hurting, then you didn't do it right. Get back in there and do it again. You know, yeah. So every day when I leave, I make sure my chest is hurting or my arms are hurting, whatever part I'm working.
I do that when I wake up. I'm just like, oh.
My boss here, he's limping this morning because he did legs yesterday, the one we all hate.
Yep, leg day. I want to skip it every week.
Yeah.
Now, but Robert's making a good point. We don't want you, when you come in, we don't want you to be intimidated by the weight room. You know, there's so many members there. We always have Faith. She's there on a daily basis. I'll be there on a daily basis. And just please, just come to us, ask us. We'll be more than happy to walk you through the equipment, show you the proper form, the way to do it. You know, we don't want it to be like an intimidating place. We want it to be a place where you come, you know, you get your exercise on, you feel good about yourself when you leave. And every day you make a little progress. And just showing up is progress. And, you know, Rome wasn't built overnight. And I have really good things coming for the city. You know, I want to offer a gym that caters to every walk of life. And, you know, just getting some new equipment was just a start. Robert was starting the senior classes. But down the road, you know, I really want to cater to the community as a whole. And so we definitely want you to come in and get your membership and be part of the family. And I don't think you'll ever look back once you come in.
I call this the friendliest gym I've ever been in because some of them guys are intimidating when you just look at them. But you ask one of them a question, and you're going to get more of an answer than you want, I promise.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I can't do it. I got kids. There's no way I can do it with kids.
Yes, you can.
Oh, really? Tell me.
We have a...
set you.
So, come April 1st, you know, the daycare won't be staffed, but we have a room in there with toys, and it's a pretty good-sized room. And it's got Netflix, Disney. It's got... So, if you want to bring your kid, you just simply drop them in the room, and they have a whole room to themselves. Toys, TV shows, and you can always... They can bring their... phones or their tablet. Yeah.
So not only are they in a secured building, they're secured in the room.
Yeah.
And you, the parent, yeah. are right there doing the workout. So yeah. close quarter.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. So please, I mean, don't let that be a factor. I mean, you know, bring them in, let them hang out, and they're right there. You'll see them the whole time. We can leave the door open, and you don't have to worry about them whatsoever.
What about doing a kid class? For those young kids, I mean, school. I mean, they've almost taken what was it called PE when I was in high, you know, school, yes. elementary.
That's physical education.
My daughter said they called it pullouts.
Pullouts.
They don't call it physical education anymore.
Yeah, they take them out of a regular. They pull them out of a regular class.
They don't call it physical education. Yeah. It's pullouts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But
well,
it's still
just,
a class.
I mean,
yeah, great idea.
I mean, if you're having trouble with a sitter, per se, I mean, to be able to watch them, why not get them motivated to little, even smaller weights?
What, absolutely.
Do a little program just for those younger kids. I mean, five-year-olds, four-year-olds.
Have weighted cell phones.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
There you go. That's actually kind of like a summer camp, you know,
yeah,
for somebody to bring their kids in and let them.
Have McDonald's cups filled with cement.
There you go.
Like they're drinking.
I would like to make a comment about seniors and activities. I've got a father-in-law who's 94. He is confined to a nursing home. Being a fella at a nursing home, he actually walks the halls with his walker. So we take him out once a week, and he mobiles out to the car because they make him use that walker.
Yes.
But the minute we get in the car, he ditches it. It goes in the trunk, and he walks in and out of the restaurant all by himself.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a 3-minute break. When we come back, we'll finish up with Lane and Robert and see if they got any other information to give us. But you need to go there, check it out. It's a clean, fun place to go.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Call Dolores at Healthy Success at 254-773-8339 or visit us at healthysuccessworks.com. See you soon.
Everybody, Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, 254-697-6633 with Lane Mills, owner of Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza in Cameron. Robert, what's it's not, you don't call it the sneakers, the silver sneakers, you call it.
It's silver sneakers program. That's what
it is, but you don't have to call it
on.
Hip hop, hibbity hip hip.
No, I haven't said it in so long. It's
call it the Silver Fitness program.
Silver Fitness.
Instead of saying a senior citizen, it's a seasoned citizen, right?
That's right.
Well, absolutely. You was on that break. We were talking about seniors from the nursing home, and that's, I brought that up to Lane last week as I'm going to approach the nursing home. There's people in the nursing homes that could come and do this, and to have I worked in the medical field for lots of years, 30 years. I was a respiratory therapist. My wife is an RN. I've been in nursing homes. I've watched what goes on in nursing homes. For them people just to know every Tuesday and Thursday, from 9 to 10, I'm going to have somewhere to go and I have something to do. And the nursing homes here will work with, because they did,
Robert,
when they had it before.
With what you know now, being the old man that you are, good looking one, by the way.
I know
old
that.
Man that you are, and knowing, being in the medical field and knowing what goes on, do you think half of the people in those nursing homes should ever have been there in the first place?
No. It's a place to
wait and die. I'll say it.
Okay.
Look, I know. I've had people in it in personal family. I can say it.
There's a lot of people in a nursing home that can do more than they do, and they sit and stare out the window.
I see people in electric chairs, not electric chairs, but electric, what do you call them, wheelchairs.
Power chair.
I'm like, give me a break, man. Get off your sorry butt and walk around, and you might be all right.
You know, like the heavier set people at Walmart that always take up the chairs and have their big, heavy set kid in the front. I'm like,
if you have a challenge, I honor and respect that. But if your challenge is you're freaking lazy, then I'm sorry. You get what you deserve. Get off your rear end and do something.
We touched a spot there, didn't we?
That goes with everything. The apathetic thought process of people drives me crazy, because look at our nation. Our nation's going down the freaking toilet. I want you to do this. I want you to go to your toilet and flush it and count how many times it rotates before it goes, okay? We're about one or two minus the we need to stop this trend. I'm sorry.
And go it and do it at the gym, okay?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Lane, get me out of the
have very clean bathrooms at our gym.
And you have a shower.
And we have showers, too.
And you got, if I remember correctly, floor mats so people don't get, the worry of... Bring your sandals, of course. Always bring sandals.
Absolutely. But very clean bathrooms. So if you want to count the flushes, that's up to you.
No, not the flushes. The rotations.
The rotations.
Before.
We're all circling the drain.
Oh, man. How did I get that way? All right. What else you got?
Well, I think the main point is like, you know, I think good things are coming, you know, for the community of Cameron. We're trying to offer more classes to the community as a whole. Robert, once again, is doing great things with the senior fitness class, and he's been looking at it, expanding out to asking the nursing homes if some of their patients would be interested in the class. And this is just the start. You know, we want to be a community-based gym. We don't want it to be like, we don't want to have, what's the word I'm looking for? We don't want to have like, you know, this is like a hardcore gym. You know, this is a gym for everyone, for all walks, for all ages, to come in, be a family, and, you know, come out, socialize, get your exercise on.
Let me give you an example. Let me clarify what you're trying to say, because you're saying it, but I want to back you up. I've been in business for gun shop for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. If I get some smart rear-ended person coming in saying they're better shooting and all this kind of stuff, I say, thank you, it's time for you to leave.
Yeah.
I don't need you. Because if you're that good, you'd shut up and not say a darn thing. Or you try to help somebody else if you see something. Keep it safe. Keep it professional. All this kind of stuff. If you start talking smack, you're out. I don't care if I lose you as a customer or not. I don't care. I'm at that point. I don't care. Your facility, it's the same way. Not that you kick people out. I'm just saying, the facility is, there's nobody there that I've noticed.
No.
Who's on their freaking high horse. They're there like, hey, they're doing their own thing. They got their earbuds in. Or they're doing their own thing and somebody asks a question and they will stop. I've seen it happen so many times. They will stop and say, sure, what can I do to help you?
Absolutely. Yeah, they would love, anybody for the most part, I think if you stopped them, would take their time out and show you, hey, this is how you use the machine, you know, maybe make some recommendations, you know. So it's not, and it should not be a place of intimidation, you
but,
know.
But I do want to make this comment. This is Matt talking. If you're a novice, don't overdo it.
Yes.
Give a little bit at a time to the person who helped you, because that's not fair to the other person as well.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Robert, I made a comment to you. I don't want people talking to me. I'm here to work out. I've got 45 minutes to work out. People want to have a conversation. I'm not here to have a social program. I'm here to work out.
And what did I say? I'm going to talk to you and going to get a vote. And your answer was, I know you will. Anyway. But we have fun in the gym. Even some of them guys look intimidating, but you don't. I joined several gyms, and there's always that group that wants their shirt off, and they want to see which muscle will move on its own and which muscle, you know. You don't have that in this gym. Mm-hmm. Everybody's there for
There's one in particular with a lot of tats, and I think we know who we're talking about. That guy will stop and talk until you are satisfied with the answer, and then he'll continue on with his exercises.
Joe Halpain. I'll say his name.
And
he knows his stuff.
He knows his stuff. He'll stop to help you out, and then he'll continue on, even if it delays his workout for another 30, 40 minutes. It doesn't matter. That's the kind of guy.
Yeah, we have John Treyer is a great guy.
John, yeah.
You know,
he has been a trainer. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the interesting thing is if you're in the gym long enough, especially as an owner or working there, you know, you have different personalities that come in there. You have the type that come in with their earbuds on, and they come in there for a lot amount of time, and they're there to work out, and then they want to leave. And then you have your people that you know that you can go in there and maybe go talk to them a little bit.
You know, Lane, earbuds are code.
Code?
They're code.
Or don't talk to me.
That's right.
Don't talk
I have
to
earbuds.
Me.
I'm going to respect you, but I have my earbuds in. Do you notice? I want to work out. That I'm just going to state it like it is.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
code.
Yeah.
Those without it and are working out and look at you, yeah, okay.
Or if they've just got one in and one out, that means
yes.
they're listening, but they're willing to talk.
Gotcha.
Well, I kid around a lot and talk a lot, but the guys know now when they don't want to hear me, they just point at their ear and like, like, I'm listening to this, I don't want to hear you.
You know, I made that comment about me. It's because I'm doing 20 million things in the course of the day. I'm thinking, I've got to find a time slot. I got to do this. I just got to go so I'm focused. So, yeah, I may seem focused, but it's for a reason. It's not because I'm a...
Hey, you want to get in there and get your business done.
And I got to go because, man, I got 20 million other things I'm doing. This radio show consumes my time. But go ahead. Continue on.
Oh, like I said, you know, it's just, you know, it's all different personalities. It's all walks of life. So just please come in, and there's always somebody there to help you. And like I said, it just starts with showing up. You know, you don't have to go in there and go, you know, with guns a-blazing. Like Robert just started out just riding the bike. You know, that's all he did was ride the bike. But he was there and he showed up, you know, and here he is today, you know, instructing these classes. And he's 73 years old, got his personal trainer license.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, you know, it's never too old to start, you know, or it's never too young to start either, you know.
I have my grandson, when I go down to Conroe area, he loves to take me around. He's a weightlifter in school. He's in the military now, but he loved taking me, showing me off to his friends. This is my grandpa.
you know, guys, I've only got about 2.5-3 minutes on this segment. Let me throw this in here, since we've been talking about our youth. You know, you've got a place for the kids to watch TV or whatever. Tell me what you guys think of this. Adults cheer on 13-year-old drag queen performing at event. It's a short article here. I'll read it. You're all looking at me like, where's he going? Where's he going, man? Performance took place at pro-LGBTQ event in New York this week. Video shows adults cheering on a 13-year-old boy performing a drag routine on stage. Now, let me give you the visual verbally. This 13-year-old boy is wearing thigh-high, I think it's latex boots because they shined. Not that I know, okay? It's got a latex skirt and a latex Shelby halter. Halter top, and maybe even gloves, has dreadlocks. I got 1 minute. And I was telling Shelby, if you took away the concept of what's happening here and watched the kid, the 13-year-old boy, dance, pretty impressive. But dressed up like a woman.
From Pretty Women, her outfit in the beginning is pretty much what you're looking at.
Yeah. Okay, but if you took that off and put just regular clothes on this boy and dancing, very impressive, the manner of dance. But the footage highlighted on social media by libs of TikTok show the moment Little Miss Muffet performed at the pro-LGBTQ Ballroom Throwbacks Television Awards Ball in New York this week. The explicit performance and the audience in attendance were brutally criticized as more proof of LGBTQ plus community is contributing to the sexualization of children. Graphic shows like these illustrate why conservatives want drag queens and the LGBT community to stay away from children. Listen, if you're gay, if you like certain things, if you're a freak, if you're all this kind of stuff, and you're 18 or older, although I'm a Christian, I say, I wish it wouldn't be that way based on my faith. God bless America. Do what you got to do. Once you start talking or messing with kids under 18, and that's because of the legal age, I'll go with the legal age, you have my wrath. Be back in 3.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Wanted was to be left alone, but the robber had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. Don't forget, you can always check us out again because we put this program into podcast form on Spotify, Apple, Podbean, or if you go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page. At the top of the page, there should be a recording of the most current episode. You're going to see last week's up there at the moment, but maybe in the next 24 to 36 hours, this program will be on the replay, but then it will be put in a podcast form. So check it out. I've got Lane Mills, owner of Cameron Fitness. Lane, give everybody how they get a hold of you.
Yeah, so basically we're over in Milan Plaza, right next door to Berkshire's, 1604 West 4th Street. Cameron Fitness, you can't miss us. We're right in the middle of Milan Plaza. CameronTexasFitness.com. You can actually go online to our website. You can apply for a membership there, or you can come by and come see us during staff hours. And please come by and see us.
Lane, it's a pleasure. Robert, thank you very much for coming in. All right, what I want to do now is, on this segment, I like to try to keep it consistent, but sometimes it just doesn't work that way, to do true stories of self-defense, what to do and what not to do. And we learn from these stories. And these come from the American Rifleman, the Armed Citizens column. I've got an article here where the page actually is from April 1982. So if you have that magazine ready and you want to read along, okay. But what I like to do is notice the difference from the 80s to what we are now. You'll see different kind of handguns, different calibers, better accuracy, more common sense aggression, if you know what I mean. Now you got to worry about every step, every breath, everything you speak. So what we're going to do is I've got, what, four people in here? Me,
yeah,
one of the four?
One, two, three, four. Go in a circle.
Do the ladies first. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll start it off. A car thief thought he found easy pickings as he started to drive away in Van Davis's pickup truck. But the Crescent City, Florida resident grabbed a shotgun. And when the nervous criminal backed the truck into the mailbox, captured the man for sheriff deputies. Now look, doesn't say what time of day it was. If it's in nighttime or something and something fatal happened, the law is a little bit more favorable on your side. But the man, the resident, comes out with his shotgun. The smart crook realizes shotgun's not a good thing to argue with and stops and does that. But it was good. The owner was aware, had his weapon available, and prevented the theft. Go ahead, Melinda.
Okay. So Alfred Eastwick shouted several times for the intruder to leave, but the housebreaker intent on entering Eastwick's Miami, Florida home kept bashing at the door. So Eastwick, described by police as a nice, frail, elderly gentleman, fired his .38 caliber revolver, hitting the criminal twice in the head. The dead man had a lengthy record of robbery, burglary, assault, rape, narcotics, and weapons charge.
One of the best ones we've had.
I'm gonna interject in this already. 38 revolver, two shots to the head. If this was today, it'd be a 38 revolver, two shots in the kneecaps because they're pulling the trigger because of lack of practice.
Okay, my turn. Roger Torbert caught a burglar trying to steal a battery charger from the porch of his Lakeland, Florida home. When the sneak thief ran, Torbert grabbed his shotgun and chased him down, holding him for the police.
Do you notice a trend back in the 80s? Revolvers, shotguns. And the people back then are a little bit wiser and know shotgun me won't go well. Lane, talk to me. What do you got?
Okay. Now, this last name, you might have to tell me out.
Just say Joseph.
Okay, thank you. So Josephine heard a strange noise in the upstairs apartment belonging to her son on Chicago's northwest side. She went to investigate and found a burglar inside. She ran, she got her .38 caliber revolver and chased the man, firing a shot that critically wounded him. Police said they would recommend her for an award for...
It wouldn't happen now.
Okay.
He charged and went to jail.
Being the instructor that I am, can anybody see the initial problem with this story? Tell me.
Because she chased him down?
No.
She ran for her .38 revolver. She didn't already have it ready.
That's right. I'm always preaching. You hear something or see something funny, you grab your firearm, ask questions later. You don't go, oh, I'm in danger of my life. Let me go run and get my gun. But it was a .38, and it took care of the job. I guess I'm up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. J.D. Tobin of Irvington, Kentucky, saw the back door of his grocery store standing open and decided to investigate after summoning his son to bring his pistol. Tobin got the drop on the burglar, whose arms were full of loot, and held the man for police. First of all, JD was alert. I'm surprised he didn't have his gun on him in the first place, but did call his son to get the gun before he went in, and all went according to plan.
Okay, a would-be robber pulled a cap pistol on Hyannis, Massachusetts pharmacist John Dacey and demanded drugs. Dacey walked to the back of the store and pulled out a 9mm pistol instead. He ordered the criminal to his knees and ignored his pleas to be let go. Police took the man and his cap gun into custody.
What's a cap gun?
Oh my gosh, girl, am I that old?
What's a cap gun? Is it fake?
It's a fake gun.
A cap. Oh my gosh! Like, in the day, picture a ribbon rolled up.
Okay.
If you were to open it up, there'd be these black dots, and those black dots had a little bit of what?
Gunpowder.
Gunpowder. Mm-hmm. So when you put it in a cap gun, you put the roll in there, and when you pull the trigger, it would feed it up. The hammer would hit it and make it go.
It's pretend.
It would go bang, 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 bang. Mm-hmm. Okay. So first of all, that's incredible. It's just like, do you know how to use a rotary phone?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, the pharmacist walks to the back of the store. You know why? Because he goes, that's a damn cap gun.
You know what? I think that's a damn cap gun.
Don't bring a cap gun to a gunfight.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. All right. Mark Farah was convinced the two gunmen robbing his Washington, New Jersey coin shop planned to kill him. So he lunged for his .357 Magnum revolver and shot one four times.
Yeah!
The partner fled but returned, only to be driven off by two shots from a rifled fire by Farah.
Once again, 1982. The revolver is primarily, back in that day, one of the most stable gun platforms. It still is, but you're coming out of the revolver era into... At that point in time, late 80s to 90s, all of a sudden the Wonder 9s came in, the 9mm automatic. So before that, you've got the revolver. So once again, another example. The partner coming back just goes to prove how stupid criminals are. Go ahead, Lane.
Okay. I got a pistol-packing burglar wasn't much concerned when he found 7-year-old Ricky Lopez alone inside his parents' Fayetteville, North Carolina home. The housebreaker simply told the boy to be quiet, grabbed some jewelry and left, but the youngster reached for a shotgun and a handful of shells and opened fire as the burglar ran. The youngster told police that he only fired in the air since his father had taught him never to point a gun at anyone.
This is a messed up child. Let me tell you why. Who is that? Stand by. Keep going.
All right, you want to read the next
one? I'll do the next one. Okay. A ski mask bandit leveled a sawed-off 410 shotgun at two female employees in Dwayne Lawrence's Edmond, Oklahoma pharmacy and demanded drugs. Lawrence responded with a single 38-caliber slug that hit the robber in the chest, killing him on the spot.
Oh, he's going to be mad he missed it. He loves the killing ones. Okay. He cheers them on. Yeah. Okay, we'll just keep moving on. See, Fort Myer, Florida pharmacist Joe Richards was talking to a customer when a masked bandit strolled in and pointed a 38 caliber Derringer at the customer and demanded cash. Richards grabbed his 357 Magnum revolver and fired once, hitting the robber in the head and killing him. He's missing all the kill shots. He's going to be so mad. Instantly, Richards and the customer, a former county sheriff, were unhurt in the issue. I don't know what that says.
Fracas.
Tell you what, that's two for two on kill shots.
What's it that? What's up with the pharmacy thing?
I know.
What, is everybody walking in with a gun with the pharmacist?
That's crazy. I'll get this one going. It's Geraldine Riddick was watching television in her Virginia Beach, Virginia, in her home when she heard a light tapping on the front door. By the time she reached for the door, the tapping came from a side door. Suspicious, she retrieved her husband's pistol and went to investigate. When a pair of burglars broke down the back door, she was waiting, gun in hand, to hold them for police. Matt, you just missed two.
Yeah, you missed two kill shot
Man, I said
you were going to be so upset, but there was one straight to the head, and there was another. I said, he's going to be so mad.
It's amazing, because back in the day, before all this wokeness happened, daddy would be teaching children how to shoot their firearms. Okay, not to be afraid of it. It's a tool. You use it for hunting. You use it for self-defense, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, accuracy, because ammo costs so much money. I remember a good friend of mine, Russell, he was given 5 rounds of 22 to bring home 5 squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you get. Okay, and he would tell me, yeah, you got to be careful. So he was very accurate, extremely accurate. Anyway, I digress. I got 20 seconds. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Well, I mean, you got 20 whole seconds, though. Yeah, I know. Just cut it short.
Yeah, but this is too good of a story, I think.
Yeah, we'll have to come back.
We'll have to come back to the story. So give us a call if you got a question or a comment, or if you got a true story of self-defense of your own.
Ooh, I'd like that. Yeah, that'd be good. Fun.
254-697-6633. I got Melinda Bulls, special guest host here from Bulls Financial Group. And you can give us a call.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplace is located at 850 North Highway 77 in Cameron, is the largest independent Lazy Boy retailer in Central Texas. Family-owned and operated for 40 years, Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces has huge selections on living room, dining room, and bedroom furniture, as well as accessories from Lazy Boy, Mayo, and Simmons. Also available are floor coverings, countertops, lighting, and ceiling fans. Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Call them now at 254-697-6759. Or go to deniosfurniture.com. It's worth the drive to Cameron.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Finishing up the program, final segment. We still got a few stories to go. You want to be part of it, give us a call, 254-697-6633. Let me continue on. Next story. San Dimas? California jeweler Joe Ridley was visiting with an elderly friend when two hold-up men entered the store, grabbed the customer, and broke in a display case. As the criminals headed for the door, Ridley grabbed a .22 revolver and shot one dead. Yeah, it's always a good day. The man had been paroled from prison just 2 months before. Ladies and gentlemen, don't misunderstand me. I'm a person who preserves life. I will protect life. I will defend you if I have to. I'll defend myself, family, and all that kind of stuff. When a scumbag comes and threatens me, they put me in that position. I didn't put myself in the position. They did it. They threatened me. You need to think like that. Get your emotions out because the morality went out the freaking window. Go ahead, Melinda.
Okay. Marsh Shiner, 60, was alone in his Flatbush, New York liquor store when a trio of armed robbers burst in and announced a stick-up. After one of the three fired a shot at him, Shiner opened up with his licensed .32 caliber revolver, hitting the criminal in the face and chest. The dead man's Confederates fled.
This is a lot of dead ones.
82 is a good vintage.
Mark's going to be so disappointed he wasn't here. I love hearing Mark read these stories because he does like a flair in it.
That's my brother.
He makes
Mark,
these little comments like the burglar ran. Jeez. It's perfect. Okay, moving on. Melvin Walker returned to his College Station, Arkansas home to find his television set and several other items missing. An anonymous tip led Walker, pistol in hand, to a nearby tavern where he found a man selling his television. After making the man return his stolen set to his house, Walker held him for police.
That is an extremely dangerous thing to do in this day and age. Back in the day, I remember things I did. I remember my mother was robbed on the front porch of our house in New York. And I'm in one of the back rooms of the house. And she comes and tells me what happened. I go, what's wrong? And she tells me, and I go, and I faked it. I go, I don't feel good. I'm going to the bathroom. I hunted that sucker down. And he was in a tavern. And I would have killed that sucker dead for messing with my mother. Thank goodness my dad ran up the street and caught me before it happened. You don't want to do that. But I'm telling you, would-be criminals out there, you mess with me, and you're going to have a challenge. Finish it up there, Lane.
All right. Eldon Zurcher, victim of four drugstore robberies, grew suspicious when two young men strolled into a San Jose, California pharmacy. When one of them started to pull a gun, Zurcher, a reserve policeman, drew his service revolver and fired, hitting the criminal in the chest. The wounded robber, a fugitive from prison, died shortly after being dumped at a hospital by his partner.
It just gets better and better. Can't.
Solid armed citizen day.
You know, there's criminals who go to jail and serve their time and do what they have to. And I truly believe if you did the crime and you serve the time, you should have all your rights restored. Unless it's some heinous crime, child molestation, rape, or something like that. We're talking like you did dope or you did a robbery. It wasn't even a, I don't know if that's the proper term. You stole something as compared to an armed robbery. Okay. You served your time, you dummy. You served it. You better now? We good? You get it? Okay, get your rights restored. And you know what's funny? There's actually, in government, a seat that allows for that to happen. However, it's not funded. So all you felons out there, and you know who you are, that are good people, you just had a bad rap, you had a stupid thought process in the course of your life. There's a place in government for you to get rectified, to become a normal citizen again, but they don't fund it. Why is that? And I've talked to politicians, say, hey, here's the deal. And they won't touch it. They won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. And it makes me wonder why. What do you think about that? If you did a crime and it wasn't malicious, okay, you stole something or you did pot or you were selling pot and you go to jail for 10 years and you come back out, should you have your rights restored?
You go to jail for 10 years for pot? How much pot did you have?
Doesn't matter. Let's say they were dealing and they go, yeah, that was kind of stupid. But, you know, I went to prison for 10 years. I was a good prisoner in the sense of I had caused no problems. I learned a lot of stuff. I try to learn an education. I want to go out and get a job. Should that person have their rights restored?
Yeah.
I personally think absolutely yes. Well, if you're a child molester, no, I think you should be hung by your toes and shot.
And that's what should happen because, I mean, I believe that, you know, like you said, it all, you know, depends on, you know, what you did. You know, you screwed up, you're going to move on, get your rights back, and move on with your life. But there are certain things in life that, you know, like, you know, anything with a child, you know, if you should suffer the wrath. There, you know, there should be like a mandatory, like,
rape of a woman. Changing people's minds when it comes to children. If you were already willing to go that far before, you're never going to change.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, I don't know anything about, you know, but you may get 3, 4, 5 years, get put on probation. That's not good enough. It's got to be either a lifetime and
because you
prison.
Ruin someone's life for their whole life.
Yeah, and you're already messed up. Mm-hmm. You know, you should never get your rights back.
There's plenty of examples, and I know a few people who've just had bad situations happen. They've turned their life around, fantastic people in society, but they got this rap sheet and it limits them on certain things to do. And I feel that that should be corrected. Okay? Now, I got about, 6 minutes? Let me go through some of these. I'll go real fast. Nancy Pelosi attacks San Francisco Archbishop as anti-LGBTQ, anti-woman. If you're a Roman Catholic, correct me if I'm wrong. If you're, I mean, a Roman Catholic, you're a Christian. Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, right? The Bible. And Nancy, when you were a Roman Catholic, I used to be one. That's just like being a brother in the hood. A brother can call another brother, you know what. That's just the way it goes. And I'm totally down with that. So I'm a Roman Catholic before. I know how it works. And I'm talking to a Roman Catholic. Nancy, you're full of it. You're full of crap. You're playing politics. You're no Catholic. You're no Christian. Based on your actions and what you do, although you can be forgiven and you can change your ways, what I've seen from you over history shows me that you're full of crap. Donald Trump, I don't want to go over that one. I don't want to go over that one either. That one either. How about this one? The U.S. economy heading for a train wreck. Billionaire warns. If a billionaire told you, hey, man, economy's kind of going bad, would you listen? That'd be like talking to a dog trainer. You know, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't train my dog that way. There's a person I went to. Her name is Steinway. this woman is incredible. She doesn't do it anymore, but her daughter does it. Up in New York, I had a dog. And in 3 hours, she trained the dog. And then she called it the Steinway. Not a Steinway piano, but the Steinway. And I go there, and this woman loves animals. And she reprimands the owner. Says, why'd you do that to your dog? The dog understands you, communicates with you. And when I broke down and listened to her, it made total sense. I'm sidetracked here. I got a phone call. You want to take it?
Yeah.
Let's go raw.
If you want to take it.
All right, caller. Welcome to the program. You're on the air. What's your name?
Wayne.
Wayne, you know, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I wondered about this. You were talking about it earlier. About, what is really... Why are the Democrats so scared of Donald Trump? Well, one thing we know, they're corrupt. But is the main number one reason they're scared of him so much, are they afraid they're going to go to prison once he's in there this time around?
You know, Wayne, the way things are, I don't know if these people will ever go to prison, but they could be kicked out. And yes, they are afraid of the truth because if people get away from the politics and get away from all the Bravo Sierra, they're going to realize that Trump loves America. I've known this guy forever. I'm from New York. He's from New York. I've seen him so many times, I can't tell you. And what he says back in the 80s is what he's been saying now in the 20s. It's the same thing. And back in the 80s, people loved Trump, thought he was fantastic. But now that he's president, they go, oh, my gosh, he's really going to do what he says. We love him when he's over there. But when he's in here and can actually make a decision to change policy, there goes my money. There goes my prestige. There goes my power. They hate him.
And you know, they talk so bad about him. But if you go all the way down... way, way down to the lowest paid employees that work for Donald. You know, when they talk good about him and highly of him, you know, you don't see that in other businesses where employees are the lowest paid that talk good about their
That's
employer.
Right. And Wayne, next time you call me, call me earlier. I've got to go. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much, sir. I want to make a quick announcement here. I'm going to be doing some special training. I'm the gun guy. I do special training. I've got a special class going on today, and probably around 4:15, I'll be doing a live stream on Facebook to do an interview with the people that I'm training to give you an example of what you can learn and what you can do and how you can grow. But I want to thank Lane. I want to thank Melinda. I want to thank the Colonel. I want to thank Robert. Thank Andy. Thank Shelby. Thank you very much for doing what you do. And all you listeners out there, my sponsors, my people who donate, listeners, Facebook, the whole works. Thank you so much. We're going to take a 1-week break. When we come back Saturday, we'll do it all over again. Until then, God bless. Keep your powder dry.